The Firecracker. When Elder Dale G. Renlund was 12, his family lived in Sweden. One Sunday, Dale's friend Stefan brought a large firecracker and some matches into the church building. Dale was excited. Dale took the firecracker and lit the fuse. He was going to snuff out the fuse, but he burned his fingers and dropped the firecracker. Dale and Stefan watched in horror as the fuse kept burning. The firecracker exploded. An awful smell filled the chapel. Dale and Stefan quickly picked up the pieces of firecracker and opened the windows to let the smell out. They hoped no one would notice. As people came to sacrament meeting, they did notice. The smell was so strong that people couldn't focus on the meeting. Dale felt very embarrassed and ashamed. He knew that what he had done had disappointed Heavenly Father. After church, President Lindbergh, the branch president, asked Dale to come to his office because he could tell that something was wrong. Dale told President Lindbergh how sorry he was about the firecracker. President Lindbergh was kind. He opened the scriptures and asked Dale to read some underlined verses. Dale read, "Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. By this ye may know, if a man repenteth of his sins, behold, he will confess them and forsake them." When Dale finished reading, he saw President Lindbergh smile. As Dale left the office, he felt happy. Elder Renlund learned that he could be forgiven when he did something wrong. He could feel happy when he repented and kept Heavenly Father's commandments. End of the story, The Firecracker, read by Wes Nelson.